from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Strike action in Trinidad and Tobago. Teachers claim 70% success as most students stay home. A Cuban specialist says Clinton's postponement of Title III of Helms-Burton amounts to an appeasement to trade allies. And the West Indies revival, we assess their turn of fortunes. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. TUTA, the Trinidad and Tobago United Teachers Association, is claiming a 70% success rate for its two-day strike action which began today. The Twin Islands Minister of Education says the figure is much lower. However, both sides are agreed that the majority of parents kept their children at home. Across the country, only 20% of students turned up for school, fearing that the teachers would not be there. Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey told Caribbean Report all efforts to achieve a peaceful settlement had been pursued and are now exhausted.
There comes a time when dialogue is exhausted. And it appears to me that that is what has happened, that dialogue has been exhausted. And that, I believe, is part of the negotiating and bargaining process, that if the parties cannot agree, it is referred to the industrial court, where hopefully the industrial court will resolve the matter.
A political group calling itself the Group Against the Abandonment of Children says it has made itself available for voluntary supervision at schools. Although they have yet to take any action, Prime Minister Pandey says he sees the group as a promising development.
Now, I heard that they had in fact seen the Minister of Education. I am very happy and very proud to know that there are people in this country who will not allow our children to be abandoned. And therefore, I fully support that movement and hope to encourage it. The government has a responsibility to ensure that its children are not abandoned.